Throw.
It would be nice to have a pro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a pro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a pro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a pro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a pro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a pro.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a pro.
Throw.
From your mom.
Say it, John. Say it. You're back on the air.
The happy hour is on the air.
All right, see you later. See you next week.
Pretty much.
Bye, John.
Take care, John. John's leaving tomorrow.
I wonder how many times total we've all seen each other since the beginning of the month.
Not very many.
Well, the first couple of weeks, I think we're okay. First week was okay.
See, you have to think about it.
Well, I don't think about it in those terms.
It's like our family.
This time
torn
of year,
apart.
I have no idea what the damn date is.
It's Monday, March 18th.
Well, I know
right
the day
there.
Of the
Monday,
week.
March
I just,
18th.
I know.
2024.
I know.
It's crazy. We're almost to April already.
I know.
You know, like in January during the Rose Bowl.
Where were you in January, Josh?
Probably inside because it was cold and snowy.
Yeah, it was bad.
In a Capitol building?
No, Nick, not in a Capitol building. But I remember on January the 1st watching the Rose Bowl. And a Masters commercial popped up, and it made me mad. I'm like, I don't need this right now. It's January. I don't want to think about it being that warm because it's not that warm right now. And now the Masters is in like 3 weeks. It's weird. I'm not counting down to that, by the way. I'm just saying it's weird. I can't believe
really,
that it's almost the Masters.
Saying it's in
it's
three
almost
weeks
baseball,
like a countdown.
You baseball weirdo.
I like baseball.
Nick's asking me, did you read my tweet? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. During the break, he won't shut up about the Dodgers or the Angels or something. John, you guys are just going to have a baseball podcast.
I just thought it was fascinating to hear the contrasting stories between what the Angels dealt with and what the Dodgers
he bought
are
an athletic
with.
Subscription so he can read about baseball.
Not
what?
Just baseball.
What else are you reading about?
I also subscribe to the Nebraska football and Iowa football feeds.
There you go.
Formula One.
Reading about Mitch Sherman, what he has to say.
Yeah, I read,
oh, that reminds me, I
read his Matt Rhule article.
It's good. I'm glad you're supporting our friends.
For the record, I was not trying to be critical when I said Nick was talking about God knows what. I know what he was talking about. I was using that as emphasis. I'm stunned by young Nick's development. When he first got here, he was like, why should I watch sports? And now he's like, let's talk about spring training. And I'm like, no.
I mean, that's all ironic. I know nobody cares about spring training. I just like to watch baseball.
Interesting.
The Korean games are pretty fun to watch, though.
Friends, we have brackets.
We do, yeah.
Like we have brackets. Bracket
ball. Oh, we have brackets on the Zone website.
We do. You can enter our contest, yes. Go to 1620thezone.com and register, and you can win.
And
you can compete against us. And
can we see the VIP brackets yet?
My guess, Nick, is that it doesn't allow you to see the brackets until a game has started, the games have started.
Well,
that's usually what they do because they don't want... In theory, they don't want you to copy off of somebody.
That's fair.
Like,
don't copy
John,
my homework.
John has the worst pick, so I'll just pick the opposite of John. You know, they don't.
Or they're like, oh, Nick, you're so right.
I typically don't do well in these, but I also typically don't put a lot of thought into it.
I've picked the national championship game exactly correct twice in my life. Mm. Both times, oddly enough, it involved North Carolina winning it all. I had them over Illinois when they had Sean May. Remember that team?
Mm-hmm.
Rashad McCants, Raymond Felton. And then I picked them in 09 against Michigan State when they had Tyler Hansborough. They called him Psycho T.
Oh.
Yeah. Nick Baugh had some really interesting recruiting stories about Tyler Hansborough off the air.
Yeah, he was.
Because he went down to Kansas.
Yeah. My brackets are a combination of mascots and vibes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be stunned if you wouldn't have said the word vibes there.
I would be stunned,
if
too.
If you would have said research, I would have said what?
Well, there's some slight research.
I'm also a vibes-based guy. Where I pick somebody at some point in the season, and that's my pick to win it all. I have that team, and I will. I don't know when we're delivering them on the air or if we are, but I will deliver them on the air.
Well, it's just, you know, if I recognize a team name and I'm like, oh, they're pretty good. Oh, they're the one seed? Yeah, they're probably good.
There you go.
Now, I unfortunately, and who knows, maybe this has all been done at the perfect time for certain people who think that this tournament needs to be expanded because those poor, impoverished hanging on by a thread, SEC athletic departments are being left out of spring's greatest sporting spectacular, the March Madness.
Yes, it's like the Rose Bowl, but for the whole tournament. Or Sugar Bowl.
But it just seems like it's very convenient that
there's a lot
of all the years where it just seems like every bit of chaos happened, and it screwed up a lot of things.
Or madness.
We had at least five conference tournament champions that stole bids.
As you call them.
Dirty bid stealers. Mm.
Five of them.
We had a lot of them.
Four-eyed, beady-eyed, dirty bid stealers.
Hell, one of them even came out of the ACC.
Yeah, that's crazy.
NC State wasn't going to go to no dang tournament until they won five games in 5 days.
I was like, what year is it right now? We're about to see them beat Phi Slam at Jamma?
And here we are. Perfect time for folks who have an agenda against, you know, the tournament being where it is to unleash their hounds.
Like Mr. Burns.
But if there was a conference that really felt jilted, it was the Big East.
Well, they don't have football, so maybe that's why they got screwed.
Pac-12 technically doesn't exist anymore and got more teams in.
Yeah, well, for a few more weeks, they're still around.
I guess. But only three teams got in.
I thought this conference
Creighton,
was
Marquette,
good.
Creighton, Marquette, and UConn.
People told me the conference was good. You always said it. This is a good conference.
It is a good conference.
I trusted you.
It is a good conference.
The Big East is up basketball.
KenPom had them the number two ranked conference. Number two.
Dang, so they only had one more team in than their ranking overall of all,
yes.
Of all conferences?
Is this the first time John's mentioned KenPom in 2 months?
Yeah, seriously. What did Bart have him as?
I don't know. I don't know if Bart has like just straight up
trouble in paradise with Bart. John.
I tweeted at him last weekend. I tried to get him
nothing,
on the show.
Nothing wrong.
I said my co-host adores you, and he didn't respond. He probably muted me. He's like,
I would probably mute you too.
I've reached out to him multiple times.
But
sad.
Seton Hall,
only one
St. John's,
way.
Providence, all were left on the cutting room floor.
Mm.
Meanwhile, you had a few other teams get in that raised a few eyebrows. And then you got the Mountain West Conference, who got a lot of teams in, but they were all, quote-unquote, criminally underseeded. Really? Wow. Every year I say, hey, come on.
Like a barren
garden.
Yes,
people look for takes. They look for reasons to complain about the bracket. Because for the most part, the committee gets it right.
Also,
but this year...
Oh, you want to complain?
It seems, no, I'm not complaining necessarily... But this year, it seems louder than ever. And I would just go back to say, when you got a lot of dirty bid stealers, these things are going to happen.
Yeah, and you hit on it a little earlier with Jack. Like, wow, those wins that Nebraska had late in the season were actually like super important. Like, can you imagine the stress if they would have dropped one of those games late in the season or if they wouldn't beat Indiana on Friday and all of those results are unfolding?
Listen, I follow plenty of Big East people who are of teams that were on the cutting room floor, and
you were
they
like,
were
oh,
stressed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Providence, stress. Seton Hall, stress. St. John's, stress.
Yeah, as you're watching all these results and all these games come in, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm with you. Like, the tournament is so large. There are so many at-large berths in general. You know, I have never been someone to say, and look, part of this, too, is my view on, like, you're not going to win the Natty anyway. Like, this is way different than a four seed versus a five seed in college football. So, like, I have never been someone to lament that. But, look, I'll also admit, if my team was the one that got left out on the cutting room floor, I'd be pretty pissed, too, because I wanted to watch them play at least one more game. So I understand it from that
point. Well, when you're a conference like the Big East, who really relies on basketball as your breadwinner,
yes,
this is important because you're missing out on possible tournament units.
Well, and what you just said, too. I mean, it is a league that has been viewed favorably by not just you or people who cover the league, but just the raw numbers.
This is the fewest the Big East has had in 30 years.
Yeah.
Predating the reformation of the Big East. So the even post-Syracuse, you know, before UConn
returned. I was going to say, the years before UConn.
When Pittsburgh was gone, West Virginia, all those other schools, even those reformed Big East years, they'd get four teams, five teams, six teams in. But only three teams in. And the crazy thing is, the three teams that got in are all top three seeds. UConn a one, Marquette a two, Creighton a three. So you tell me there's that big a drop-off? Between Creighton, the perceived third-best team, even though they finished second in the standings, but, you know, by the committee's bracketing,
yeah,
third-best team, and then you got to go all the way down, and the team that finished with 13 wins in the Big East, Seton Hall, doesn't get a bid.
See, that's the crazy part is, and you pointed this out a few years ago when Nebraska missed the tournament in 2018 when they finished fourth, and everyone's like, sweet, they're fourth in the Big Ten. Obviously, that doesn't matter. But the thing that I think really jumps off the page when you just open up the raw Big East standings is it's not UConn, Marquette, Creighton, like with these wins in conference that are like way above everybody else. Mm-hmm. There's not this crazy drop off. Creighton had 14 conference wins, Seton Hall had 13. St. John's 11. I mean, it's not that big of a difference in the raw number.
Well, I went in and I looked, I just picked three teams that made the tournament and then the three Big East teams that did not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to compare some of the metrics in the resume to see, hey, does the Big East have a gripe? Now, these are just random teams that were selected.
Real quick, so the teams that are in, those are not the Big East teams.
No.
Those are three random teams.
Those are three teams that got in as at-larges.
Okay, and the teams that are out, those are the three Big East teams.
Those are the three Big East teams.
Okay.
But when you take a look, I think one thing that's very inconsistent, or at least somewhat inconsistent, is the importance of road wins. The team with the fewest number of road wins among the six, they got in. Two of the teams that had the most road wins, five, got left out. In the non-conference strength of schedule, two of the three teams that got in had a strength of schedule below 300 in the non-con, and the three teams that got left out all had strength of schedules 230th or better. Now, you could be splitting hairs. I mean, it's not a huge difference. I mean, they're still, you know, bottom third in the pack. When you look at their worst loss, one of the teams that got left out, their worst loss by net ranking was the 70th. Meanwhile, you've got a team that got in the tournament that had a loss to a team rated 269th in the net.
296th.
Or 296th. Sorry, 296th in the net.
That's nice.
You can also look at the KenPom rating. Well, a team rated 28th in the KenPom got in, and a team rated 69th in KenPom got in.
Nice.
But a team that was 25th in the KenPom got left out, while a team rated 62nd in KenPom got left out. Same thing with BART. One team rated 22nd in BART's matrix got in.
But
the team rated right ahead of them was left out.
Mm.
Q1, Q2 wins. The team that had the most Q1 wins of this group of six had six wins against Q1 competition, got left out. But there's a team that got in that only had two Q1 victories. Very, very inconsistent. You might be wondering, who are these teams?
One of these is Nebraska, John. You're going to get punched in the face.
Well, they are.
Oh, you monster.
They are.
You absolute monster.
Why am I a monster? They got in.
They did get in. Dang, look at that.
Nebraska and Seton Hall. Seton Hall has the strongest argument, in my estimation, of the Big East teams that got left out.
Even though their advanced numbers in terms of like the raw ranking in KenPom and BART's not as good as St. John's, for example.
Yes. Because I think Seton Hall's got a win over UConn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And their worst loss is the same as Nebraska's worst loss.
Yeah, it's literally the same team.
Rutgers. 103. Providence is the team with the six quality one wins or quad one wins. And they got left out. And their worst loss was to Kansas State, who ended up 70th in the net. But the team, I think the team, and the reason I put them in there, that I think maybe got away with a little something-something, is Virginia. If there's a team in this group, and the only reason I put Nebraska in there was just to give you an example of, you know, what Nebraska's metrics were, because Nebraska obviously was safely in. They were an eighth seed. They were safely in. Virginia, 2-7 against Q1. 69th in the KenPom.
Nice.
But you look at Providence, better KenPom, better BART ranking, four more Q1 wins, and yet Providence, out. Virginia, in.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, I mean, listen, and you're right. It's a lot of it splitting hairs. Is Virginia going to go on a run and go all the way? Hell no. Was Providence going to go on a run and go all the way? Hell no.
No.
But how interesting it that Virginia from an ACC that was considered one of the weakest they've ever been. There was talk not more than 3-4 weeks ago. Man, ACC only might get 3 teams in. And I'm getting 6. Well, it's the Big East that only got 3 teams.
Some comments, some responses. Some disagreeing with you, or rather poking fun at you. And
about what?
Well, Jordan writes, somebody called John a whambulance.
I wasn't. I'm just pointing out facts. Where was I complaining?
I didn't think you were complaining. Adam writes in the text machine.
Maybe Jordan needs to call a whambulance to clean out his ears.
That'd be odd. Just get a Q-tip, Jordan.
Get a Q-tip and make sure you jab it in there.
Whoa, John, don't do that.
Make sure.
You're not supposed to use Q-tips in your ear. They say it's bad.
You're supposed to just let it work itself out.
I do it every day. It's so important. My ears.
Listen, take it from my son. My son had to go get his ears cleaned out because the wax had hardened so much it had just stuck in there.
Yeah, I did that when I was second grade.
That's also an interesting genetic thing.
Back to the responses and not earwax. Adam says, how did 6 get in from the Mountain West and only 3 from the Big East, which was the second best conference according to the net? Makes no sense. But an email from Zach, John, that's going to end talking about you. Zach writes, after hearing Creighton homers, Big East homers, and Omaha media ridiculously argue that the Big East is a stronger basketball league than the Big Ten, it's nice to see the NCAA tournament committee snap those homers back to reality. I think at the very top, the Big East, UConn is probably better than Purdue, and Creighton and Marquette will both probably make it to the Elite Eight. But the Big Ten overall, top to bottom, is a much deeper league. Selection committee validated that.
He's got 14 teams.
The Big Ten, rightly, got twice as many teams into the NCAA tournament as the Big East did. And anyone that isn't a Creighton homer, a Big East homer, or an Omaha media member that has bias towards Creighton and the Big East sees that the Big Ten is much deeper, top to bottom. Even the Mountain West got twice as many teams into the NCAA tournament as the Big East. But now, we will get to hear the Omaha media, especially 1620 and John, whine about it. And they'll be wrong when they do.
I'm not whining.
Who
about
are these
it.
Other 1620, the zone people that are supposedly whining about
no,
this?
No, is anyone whining about it?
I don't think. I just thought you were
sounds
just.
Sounds like Zach is whining. I'm just pointing out facts.
I'm just
bringing
whining.
Up
also,
resume
I don't,
and
I don't
asking
care.
The question, do they have a gripe?
I literally don't care for the record.
And by the way, the team that I think should be out is Virginia.
Oh, trips.
Zach, in case you didn't know this, Virginia is not in the Big Ten.
People forget. They are famously not of
say,
the Big Ten.
Now, I would say this.
Yeah.
If you want to parse words right now, yes, there's a deeper middle in the Big Ten, but that's only because they have more teams. But I would argue, because I like to argue,
nice,
that teams like Providence and Seton Hall and St. John's are very, very similar, or not similar, but very, 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 very close to the quality of a Northwestern, a Nebraska. And who's the third team?
Wisconsin?
No, Wisconsin's probably a little bit better.
Illinois
is better.
O-Trips says the Big Ten effing sucks.
Whoa.
And he used the F word.
Whoa.
I can read that on the air.
That's a swear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Big Ten, well, famously 24 years since winning a national title.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while.
If there was ever a team that was going to stop that streak,
it's
going to
be Nebraska.
Purdue.
Oh, okay.
Purdue. But again, this is what happens when you've got those dirty bid stealers. And there's been so much talk about non-conference scheduling. Kim English talked about it, the coach at Providence. Others have mentioned it. This was something Brad Brownell at Clemson mentioned, and we talked about on the show a few weeks ago, how the Big 12 was gaming the system by playing weak non-conference schedules, beating the ever-loving crap out of teams, and the net rewarding those teams because they look at margin of victory.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the popular theory is, well, now everyone's going to schedule that way.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I hope that's not the lesson we take from this.
Well, that's the lesson Matt Rhule would certainly take from it. More bad non-conference games for everybody.
I don't need to hear about that.
Text from the 402 says, Tucker Carlson and John Bishop just asking questions.
Oh.
Are you guys handshake memeing, John?
I did
John
go by the...
John is basically gut fell.
I was by the Fox News studios
He's
the
not
other
there
day.
Anymore. Remember, he left. He's on Twitter now.
Oh, yeah. That's Did right. he leave or was he?
Oh, he got fired.
He
That's
was
right.
canned.
Yeah, he got fired. That was about a year
and
ago.
And then he interviewed Putin.
Yeah, he's a Putin boy now.
By the way, I took a quick little stroll. You know, I couldn't sleep
Putin?
Friday.
And I went to Russia.
And so I just decided, you know what, I'll go for a nice little morning walk. I went up to Times Square and I thought, oh, you know, the morning chit-chat shows are going on. I wonder,
Did you go watch the Today Show?
Did you hold up a banner?
Where's Matt Lauer?
I didn't go up to NBC, but I did go past the Fox studio and the Good Morning America. Very disappointing. There was no one there.
No one? What?
They were already done.
Do people not? Oh, that's right. Those morning shows are so short now.
Well, they're short, plus I think they record half of it.
It's like they're on for like a half hour.
Are they? Because I remember them being on for like 3 hours.
Yeah,
every
when I was growing up.
Well, they are,
up,
but
yeah.
They pre-record a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do you know when to sit outside the window with
exactly.
The
sign?
Where's Matt?
I was hoping to walk by and, you know, have a random Fox person come up and say, hey, where are you from? And I was going to say, my name's Josh Peterson and I'm from Omaha and Fox is America's news. But they never came out.
Very sad.
I think they saved those people for Fox News' streaming service.
Oh.
Hey, my name's Josh. I'm from Omaha, and I think Sean Hannity is the bee's knees.
America First Fox or something, I think it's called.
I do love Sean.
Hey, I'm Josh Peterson. I'm from Omaha. Where's the Newsmax studio?
Can I get Gutfeld's autograph?
Oh, you mean it's in that cardboard box over there?
Mike says Michigan State was only even close to the bubble because of Izzo's name.
I mean, it does make you wonder if teams like Virginia getting in and certainly Michigan State had just a very, they had a lot of high highs and they had some wonky lows.
Mm.
It does make you wonder if sometimes people are looking at names. Brands, if you will.
Brands.
My brand.
Now that said, watch. Michigan State will be the only Big Ten team that does anything in this tournament because that's how it usually goes.
What do they say? January is for this, February is for this, March is for Izzo, whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, January, February, Izzo, April, May, June, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
But
blah,
they'll
blah.
Still lose in the national championship game.
Here is Steve. Hi, Steve. Thanks for waiting. You're on the zone.
Hi, Steve.
Thanks. Since you guys opened the can of worms on this, these Big Ten fans must be watching the MSNBC version of sports, because the Big Ten hasn't even been relevant in basketball this century. Their last win in the tournament, to win the whole thing in the tournament, was a team that wasn't even in their conference when they won it. So I wish they would throw out some more facts like
this. Are you talking about Maryland?
Oh.
Yes, talking about Maryland. Yeah. And Izzo won it, what, in 2000?
2000.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I don't have the – I want to say, what, 3 out of the last 5 years, the Big Ten has had a losing record in the tournament?
Mm. I think that's right.
And they're getting this preference for these teams? I just don't get it. Maryland shouldn't be in. I guarantee that. But so that's all I got.
Steve, I appreciate it. I wouldn't say the Big Ten is not irrelevant.
Yeah, they just don't win at a high
like I said, they are the McDonald's of conferences. They are the most ubiquitous. They have the biggest name. Everyone kind of agrees. You know, they when they see it, everyone's like, oh yeah, McDonald's. Yeah, we can stop and eat. Everyone's agreeable to it. Big Ten games
on
TV.
Enough.
People will watch. It's good enough. But it will never win any awards.
Yeah, it's good enough. You know, and one of the complaints that I know that I hear a lot, because I'm not looking. I'll be honest, I'm not sitting around watching Big Ten hoops on a Wednesday night. But that their better teams are officiated a certain way, and when they have to go to March and play in this tournament, that goes away. That benefit that the big brands have goes away. I know that my group chat was filled up with those types of thoughts on Saturday as Illinois was getting calls that they've deemed beneficial for the Fighting Illini, and they said, it's going to be great when this league has to play next week in the NCAA tournament, and they're not officiated that way. And I know a lot of Big Ten fans feel that way about their teams or about the teams that are at the top of that league.
Yeah,
disagree, John?
I don't know about that. I just think that sometimes part of it is fate. Part of it is the fact that the teams that have been at the very top of the Big Ten have not been truly championship caliber.
Well,
it is a deep conference, but it's not easy to win 6 games in a row this time of year.
No.
Very difficult.
I mean, isn't the issue, though, it's not that, like, the Big Ten hasn't won the title. It's that they've had some spectacular flameouts.
Sure.
I mean, Purdue is the most recent example.
Sure.
They were a 1 seed last year. Only the second time a 1 seed has ever lost. We had that Illinois team a couple of years ago that everyone loved. And they lost, what, in the second round?
Yep.
I think to Sister Jean. Is that who they lost to? No, they lost to the former Creighton guy in his school, didn't they? Or was that the same story? Either way, Illinois lost to some team, and everyone locally around here was like, oh, my gosh, Creighton! It's that one guy. What's his name? Well, and people were like, he's going to come take over for Mac someday.
Gutfeld.
No, he's, what's that guy's name? It's like the 2021. Wasn't the 2021 team the one that year, everyone was like, this is the best conference of all time. And you were like, this conference is going to go in the tournament and they're going to suck. And sure enough, they sucked. Yeah, right. Who did Illinois lose to? I'm pulling it up. Loyola Chicago. Who's their coach?
Well, yeah, that was...
That guy from Creighton, right? Yeah, Mosier. Yeah.
Porter Mosier is now at Oklahoma.
Yeah. So they were a one seed. They lost in the second round of the tournament. So, you know, that's the thing with the Big Ten. Again, it's not that they're not winning national championships, though that's also the cherry on top of the sundae.
It is.
But that their teams are losing early. Their good teams are losing early. And the ones that have made the deep runs are like, wow, I didn't really expect that one to come. It's a lot of the goofy Michigan State teams over the years, which, again, goes back to the January, February Izzo.
But people also like to take their shots at the Big Ten because the Big Ten likes to remind everyone how big it is.
People forget.
And then when they fail, and they usually do,
They
like to laugh at them.
Brett in Minnesota, responding to the caller, says, Maryland isn't in, dumbass.
No, Maryland did not make the tournament. Maryland did not make the tournament.
No, they should go back to the ACC. It's so weird that they're in the Big Ten. It was a better fit. Man, I miss the old conferences. John, don't you miss the old conferences?
Yes.
Those are better days.
Yes, I do. I do miss the old conference. All right. Here you go.
Travis, Illinois is going to get rocked when Shannon doesn't get every call.
Did you come away with that impression? You know.
No, but I never come away with that
impression. No, I know you don't.
I never come away with that impression.
I didn't.
The issue that I had was the Friday night game against Indiana, and I don't know how much of that one you saw.
I didn't see much.
All these plays where it's obvious that it goes off of Indiana, and they keep saying it's Indiana basketball. That was the stuff where I'm like, how do you miss basic? Guy tips the ball out of bounds, and it's like, yep, keep it here with them.
Weird. It didn't matter. They lost by
30. Yeah, they still killed them.
They lost by 30.
Killed them.
All right, still to come. Content.
Yep.
What's for dinner?
Yep. We have some news about that, by the way, for what's for dinner.
What's wrong?
We just have to give you a recap a little of last week.
Oh, we sure do.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
A little bit of a recap.
You guys ruined this bit already two and a half months in?
No, we didn't.
We absolutely did not.
What's for dinner, and we had a great time.
Okay. Make sure to tweet at us, hashtag what's for dinner.
We had a lot of tweets.
Hashtag what's for dinner, 1620 The Zone. John and Josh here for the FanDuel Sportsbook. Yes, the college basketball playoff is here, which means the upsets, the buzzer beaters, the great moments. Nothing compares to the college basketball playoff in March. Mm. But you know what? Sometimes that buzzer beater can go against you. Sometimes that great moment can be a moment that hurts you.
Like a foul call late.
That's why FanDuel is giving everyone a no-sweat bet from now until March 20th. And it does not matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You get bonus bets back. If your bet doesn't win, you can even use your no-sweat bet on a college basketball playoff parlay. Remember, the college basketball playoff starts tomorrow with the first couple of games. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/1620 and take advantage of this no-sweat bet now until March 20th.
Let's take a look at the local teams that will be playing over the next few days. John will be in Pittsburgh. He'll be watching Creighton. They are currently -12.5 versus Akron. Nebraska will be in Memphis, Tennessee, taking on Texas A&M. They're currently -1.5 points. Whether it's those games, whether it is other games, just go to FanDuel.com/1620 and enjoy a no-sweat bet. And again, that is for everyone, whether you already have an account like me or you are brand new. Again, FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.